The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
This morning I'd like to do a guided meditation on receptive awareness. And we'll begin with a relaxation, relaxing the body. Relaxation really supports us in our mindfulness practice. A relaxed mind can be simply naturally alert and aware. And relaxing the body supports relaxing the mind. So let's begin by just checking in and seeing if there are places in the body where you're holding tension. And softening, releasing, relaxing any tension that might be there. It can be helpful to do this in a systematic way, starting at the top of your head and relaxing the muscles of your head and face. Especially perhaps around your eyes and in your jaw. And relaxing your neck and shoulders. Your arms. Your hands. Relaxing your upper back, across your collarbone, and all around your chest, all the muscles all the way around the rib cage. You might find taking a deeper breath supports this relaxation of these muscles. Just one or two deeper breaths to feel the stretching and relaxing. And then letting the breathing return to normal. Relaxing the muscles of the stomach and abdomen. The middle and the lower back. The hips. And sometimes it's even possible to soften or release inside the hip socket. Relaxing the legs. And the feet. And having relaxed the muscles of the body as much as is available for you at this point. Sometimes it's possible to actually relax inside the body. So see if you might be able to touch into relaxing inside the throat. Relax the heart. Relax the lungs. Relax the stomach. And the intestines. All of the organs inside your body. And see too if it might be possible to relax any mental tension that might be here. Letting go of thoughts, the past and the future. Any worries or concerns or regrets. Any agitation or anxiety. Just allowing yourself to settle into the body sitting here. We'll begin by just allowing the attention to settle for a few minutes on the experience of breathing. And seeing if you can allow the attention, rather than being narrow and precise, just allowing the attention to be broad and relaxed. You could simply ask yourself, how do I know I'm breathing? And then not try to find the answer, but let the body and mind show you how you know you're breathing. Taking in this aspect of experience of breathing, but letting your body show you what is clear or available to notice about the breathing, rather than you deciding what you're going to pay attention to about the breathing. In exploring this kind of attention, I find it helpful to almost think of my awareness as being an envelope that starts somewhere behind me. Kind of a settled back perspective. Not trying to look at experience, but rather simply allowing a being with experience. How do you know you're breathing? relax and see how the mind and body answer that question. Not with thoughts, but with direct experience. Relax. Relax the body. Relax the mind. Allow awareness to receive the experience of breathing. And letting go now for the next few minutes of the experience of breathing, I'd like to suggest you allow your attention to open to the experience of hearing. Opening to the field of ever-changing sounds arising, staying for a while, passing. Some sounds are more ongoing. Others appear and disappear more quickly. See if you can have a sense of resting in the center and allowing the hearing to happen. Almost as if you were listening to music. Not going out and looking for sounds or particular sounds. Just allowing the sounds that are arising to be received by the ear and the awareness. We don't have any control over what sounds appear. We don't know the next sound. But we can be open to and simply receive the sounds that are already happening. Again, relax. Let the ear and the awareness do the work. If you relax, the body and mind will do this work for you. I'm letting go now of this attention to the experience of hearing. Opening to the body again. And you may find again the experience of breathing as a place to connect with the experience of the body. And see if you can allow or open to the entire body, all the various sensations happening in the body. You're settling back and again receiving the experience in the body, almost as if you were listening to it, not expecting what is to happen next, not looking for anything, but just being open to the field of body sensation. And seeing what's obvious in this moment. It may be contact of your buttocks or feet or back. It may be the experience of breathing. Maybe particular sensations in your particular areas of your body. Perhaps for some of you, a sense of the vibratory, energetic field of life in the body. Again, having a sense of settling back, not looking for anything, but rather receiving what's there. Sometimes this letting go of looking and receiving can feel a little disorienting. If it feels too confusing, pick some experience in the body, such as the breathing, and let your attention rest there for a bit. And then seeing if you might be able to open again, relax and receive experience. As you're receiving experience in the body, there's probably some awareness also of sound. Letting the envelope of awareness get larger to include both the body and sound. Again, if you find this confusing or disorienting, allow yourself to settle or land with the breath for a few moments. You can have the breath in the center and not hold tightly to it. Even as you connect with the experience of breathing, awareness takes in many experiences in the body, the experience of sound, perhaps emotions also. Tanisaro Bhikkhu uses an analogy of this kind of attention to the breath. He says you can put a candle into the middle of a room and be focused on the candle. Or you can notice that the light from that candle lights up the whole room. And similarly, we can know the breathing. If we're not focused tightly on the breathing, the awareness will naturally take in many experiences. Opening to allowing, receiving this flow of experience that is life.